everybody. Welcome to Table Talk, a place for honest conversations and getting to meet friends. And you are in for a treat today, getting to meet maybe a new friend. This is Luke.
Hey, everyone.
Yay. Okay. You might be like, I kind of recognize him. Why do I recognize him? If you have kids, you probably for sure recognize him. And back not that long ago, were you running sound for Stuart's 8 a.m. class?
It's actually where I started serving.
Okay, because yes. I was like, that's where I first knew you from, was you were always in there making sure the stuff was going right and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And so some of you, even if you're like, I don't have kids, but I recognize him. If you were in Stuart's 8 o'clock class.
You're really young or elderly. You probably seen me at some point.
That's right. So Luke is on staff here at Sagemont in kids ministry. In the yellow wing, which I love that he wore his yellow blazer. Yellow wing. What age group is that?
Kinder and first grade.
Kinder and first grade. How long have you been on staff now?
Since October of last year.
October. Okay.
But so technically, I was a paid child care worker for several years before that.
That's so fun. Yeah. So he is here with us. And I was, y'all, really what made me go, I need to have Luke on Table Talk. One, we want everybody to get to know our staff and stuff, which is fun. But you did an experiment. Which one was it? I think a balloon and fire.
Oh, very. Yeah.
Was it that the one?
Yes.
I was like, oh, he's doing balloons and fire on Wednesday night.
Ew.
And then there was, Coke and Mentos.
Yeah, we did the diet.
And I was like, we need to have Luke come hang out at Table Talk.
A lot of fun.
And get to know you because I love that you do that kind of stuff with our kids.
Oh, yeah.
So fun. Okay, so first, before we jump into all things here, which we're going to, let us get to know you a little bit. Tell us a little bit, salvation story, your family growing up, some of that kind of stuff.
So I grew up in church, so I knew who God was, and, you know, I tried to live my life the right way, so to speak, but I never had that personal relationship with Jesus until much later in life. I think March 2021. I came through those front doors at the lowest point of my life. I had just gotten out of a really unhealthy relationship. I lost where I was living. I pretty much had to get out of that situation with what I could fit in my tiny little car. And I came through those doors on a Sunday morning. And it's amazing to me how, with just a few words, God can move mountains in your life when your heart is ready to hear them. And at that time, Matt Carter was preaching about the cornerstone and building your foundation on Jesus. And that just hit me so hard. And I remember praying right then and there, Jesus, break me and remake me as somebody who can put you first and trust you with everything in my life. And, you know, from there, I've just been seeking him wherever he's at. I want to be there. And that's what led me to where I am now.
Yeah.
The atmosphere here, I just remember it being so welcoming and genuine. And I wanted to be here more than just Sunday morning and started looking for opportunities. They're everywhere.
Yeah, they are.
They're everywhere.
They are.
And, everything's changed. I have been able to see God working in just about every opportunity I've taken to serve. And it's just such a powerful thing to be able to do that. And,
I love it so much because Lord, break me is a huge prayer.
That's a hard one.
It's a hard, but man, it's one of the most important I've found in my life.
Yes.
That's the times when I'm like, Lord, less of me, more of you. We have to get this thing in the right order.
If I can get out of my own way, you can do some work here.
Amen. It's when we get, Lord, use me, but he does have to break us. And he tells us be moldable. And you think about clay, when it's moldable, you can do it. But man, when it gets hard, it's breaky.
That's when we get the tough lessons.
That's right. Then those are the things we have to do. And then, but man, I love that in that you're such an encouragement to people to go, but when you allow the Lord to break you, gosh, the benefit. Yeah. Now, listen, you could also sit here and tell us how difficult it's been and that there's been lots of hard.
Oh, yeah.
But then you choose to go, but no, but look at what the Lord has done.
There's obstacles and opportunities, and I found those terms are interchangeable.
Love that.
It's just how you look at it. And, you know, without God's hand in my life, I would not have been able to see most of my life as blessings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all really been used. And we've talked a little bit before about some of the hardships I've been through, and I see I wouldn't change a thing.
Right? Same. Yep, because I go, that's why I am who I am today and where I am today.
100%.
I love that. Yeah. Okay, so tell us family. You said you grew up in Clear Lake.
Yes, I did. I was born at Clear Lake Regional Medical Center in 1991. I have five brothers, three sisters. My parents.
Y'all, did you hear that? Did you hear that? He just casually throws in five brothers and three sisters.
In a daycare. So I am attuned to the organized chaos.
There you go. So. Perfect for children's ministry.
Yes.
So and you said you're, what, second?
Second youngest, so most of them are older than me.
Yeah. So you kind of are the baby.
A little bit.
Even though you're a grown adult, I think that family thing kind of sticks.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm definitely on the baby end of that spectrum.
Love it.
Yeah, they're
and
awesome.
And your parents attend here?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Love every that. Sunday morning.
Okay.
They were also the ones that brought me here at that time. And, you know, I don't know what I would have done without them.
Yeah.
They've been a huge blessing in my life. They're endlessly giving, excellent people, and they've been great role models for me in my life.
Isn't that the best?
Oh, yeah.
Just love it. And I love that when we think about kids ministry, we think about the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, y'all also get such an opportunity to minister to the parents.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's so cool that you're able to go, hey, parents, let me tell you the blessing it is to have parents that bring you to church, that share Jesus with you, that read the Bible to you. I mean, all those things, it really is huge.
And had my parents not taken me to church when I was young, when I got to that low point in my life, I might not have known where to turn to. But I fell back on that hope that was so deeply ingrained in me that, you know, it was just simple math.
I love that so much. Okay, so you were serving here, doing different things.
Yeah, so I first plugged in, and at the time it was called Early Birds. It was Stuart Rothberg and Chuck Schneider's Bible study class, and they needed help in the media booth. And, you know, I know how to push buttons, so I jumped back in there, and that was a huge blessing.
Awesome. And let me just stop and say, if you're like, well, I don't know what Early Birds is, not sure that. This was our 8 a.m. class that is now at 9, but it was our 8 a.m. class, 10s. Older, you were probably one of the youngers.
Yes.
And yet, that's where God called you to serve.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes we get so caught up in these are the three places I can serve, instead of just going, Lord, where do you want me to serve?
And
right?
Usually it's right under your nose.
Yeah.
You just have that, your eyes open to opportunity and take those opportunities, say yes to them, then you know?
That's the piece. Say yes.
Yes.
Be obedient. Be obedient. Say yes and do the thing. So you were serving in there.
Yeah.
And y'all were serving in kids ministry too, though, right?
So my mom and my sister were serving in kids ministry. At the time, they really were putting out the call for VBS volunteers. I believe that was Spark Studios that year.
Okay.
And said, all right, I'll check this out. You know, they really need help and I couldn't do much harm, right?
Yeah.
And, y'all, it was so much fun. I saw Jesus moving there in such a big way, and I said, Jesus is here. I got to be here. And it was such a blessing. As soon as that ended, I started volunteering on Sunday mornings in the Yellow Wing in the kindergarten small groups. And, you know, that was just more and more of Jesus leading me to where I am now. And eventually that turned into a paid childcare position on Tuesday morning, Wednesday night, Sunday morning. And I did that for about 2 years until a staff position opened up in the kindergarten, first grade, large group worship coordinator position. And I said, I'm going to go for this.
That's so fun.
And it has been awesome.
I love it. I love it. You really do a really neat job. And I think also you're a great example of guys. There's no reason you're not serving in kids ministry.
It's not a women's ministry.
No, it's like, break that. You know, when my oldest, who's 24, when she was 2 here at Sagemont, her 2-year-old teacher, every Sunday, he was so consistent, was Big Mike Watson.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know Big Mike Watson, but he's a big guy. And she was tiny. She was 2. And that's when we first started coming to Sagemont.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I was coming to a giant church and there was this one person that was there and was so kind and was so good with these kids. And it made a huge difference in us deciding to stay at Sagemont. And I think more, and we have tons of men that serve in our kids ministry, but I think it's one of those to continue to say, like, hey, you, this, it's not just
women's place. I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I've been in several meetings where I'm the only man in the room.
And
it definitely is a trend that seems to happen, but I mean, it is not just for women. Men have a huge impact on leading our children through their stages of life and showing them the path to walk.
Absolutely. And I love it because men interact with kids different.
Mm-hmm.
They just do. Mm-hmm. And it's great for them to have that experience on Sunday mornings too, doing science experiments, playing rougher, you know, video games. I mean, listen, I know girls, we do those things too, but we interact differently.
Yeah.
And I think it's so good that Sagemont has a very well-rounded kids ministry in that sense.
I think it might be, this is just a theory, that it's hard for women to break that maternal instinct of being a caretaker of these children, whereas men, it's easy for them to pretend to be a 4-year-old.
That's right. To just go play.
Get down on their level.
Yes.
And just have a good time. And
that is a great way to explain it.
Awesome. And we definitely could use more of that everywhere.
Yeah. I love it so much. So tell us a little bit just about what, when you're talking about Wednesday night, Sunday morning, what does Sagemont have and what exactly do you do for kids ministry? What are the opportunities on Sunday mornings?
On Sunday mornings, we do offer services for kinder to first grade and Yellow Wing at each hour. So 9:30, 10:20, 11:40. And our first service launch pad is awesome. It's combined kinder and first grade. It's a very large service.
Fun.
High energy, a lot of fun.
So y'all are at 9 o'clock. They're all in there together.
Yes.
Oh, fun.
Yes.
Love it.
Yeah, the 9 o'clock service. And they have a playroom, seesaw, jungle gym.
Cool.
Dodgeball pit. It's super fun. And all of our services are Christ-centered. They're a real safe, fun environment for kids to just take their next steps following Jesus.
And I think that's so important because I know kids ministry is so purposeful here at Sagemont specifically. This isn't childcare.
No.
It is ministry. Your kids, when they come to Sagemont Kids, are going to hear about Jesus, sing about Jesus, learn about Jesus. It doesn't matter how old they are.
Yes.
That is the thing you're doing. The rest of it's the extra. That's the point.
Yeah, they're going to service just like their parents are going to service. It's just tailored towards them.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's relevant for where they're at.
Yeah, that is so powerful. It's such a good opportunity even for adults to come and when you see children worship with their whole heart, it's just the most inspiring thing. And, you know, it moves me week after week.
Absolutely. So the other awesome thing is that even at the age you're working with, you get to see kids come to salvation.
Oh, yeah. In a big way, too. Even just Easter Sunday, one of our kids got baptized in front of 2,000, 3,000 people. And I was floored.
Yes.
I definitely got a little misty-eyed there. Seeing that happen and, you know, just even being a small part of that could support a ministry that could move like that and give hope to the future generations is just, man.
Absolutely. You know, and I hadn't thought about it before, but I know I talk to adults that struggle with sharing the gospel and that, you know, they're like, who do I share it with? Or what if I do it wrong? Or, you know, just there's this, I think one, because it's the biggest commandment that the Lord has told us to go and do is to share the gospel with everyone. And so then the enemy loves to make it where we think it's, we can't do it. But man, if you are someone that is struggling, but knows it's something you need to be doing, go volunteer in kids ministry.
Yes.
Because man, getting to super as basic foundational as you can get. With pictures and stuff.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Get to share the gospel with kids. And I know when I was a first grade teacher, my favorite thing was to get to see kids learn to read. And you could see the light change when they were like, oh, all these letters go together and make words. Like it was just this thing. And I adored getting to teach kids how to do that. But getting to see them, that literally death to life light go on when they understand what Jesus did and who he is, is amazing.
Yeah, I might be a little biased, but I don't know how I could be in a more impactful ministry than to see that. Yeah.
Just yes.
Life changing and, mm-hmm. you know, everlasting life changing. It's a powerful thing.
Yeah. It's so fun. So if you feel like, oh, I really struggle with that, go volunteer. I mean, that's another great reason to volunteer in kids ministry is to say, I need to work my muscle of sharing the gospel.
And
it's a great field that is ready to be harvested.
It's a turnkey operation.
Yes.
We've got the great curriculums that are Christ-centered and easy to follow. Our kids are probably not more of an advanced reader than you are, so you could definitely make a huge impact.
Love that. And then Wednesday nights. Explain Wednesday nights a little bit.
So midweek is...
And we do fall, spring, summer. So there are times when midweek isn't going. So if you're new or looking like, what's midweek? Go to the website, look at that, because there's seasons of midweek where Sunday's every single Sunday.
And midweek is super fun. It is, it's a service just like our Sunday mornings. It's a little bit different. It's a lot more fun. It's a different curriculum, but real big emphasis on demonstrations and group activities. And y'all, it's a lot of fun. Like you said, we got to put Diet Coke and Mentos together and see what happened when the Holy Spirit overflows from us.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. I was like, I saw the science experiment, which we've all done. It's so fun in our houses when our kids were little, at least we did. But I was like, what was the Bible story that went with that?
So we were talking about the Holy Spirit and what happens when we let it overflow. And with the balloon and the fire.
Yeah, what was that?
We were talking about, everyone's going to go through suffering, right? And if we're not filled with the right things, then pop, we're not going to be able to stand.
Okay, so explain that experiment.
So we had several balloons. I drew frowny faces on them for our balloons that were filled with the wrong things. And as soon as you put that fire underneath them,
they filled with?
Air, any other thing. But our one for the Holy Spirit, we filled with water.
And when you do fire, it doesn't
pop.
Really?
The water absorbs the heat and the rubber won't break. Yeah.
That's cool. I've never heard of that one before. That's really cool.
It was a lot of fun. One of my favorite ones, actually, we used iodine and bleach. We had a cup for us, a cup for sin, and then a cup for Jesus. And we poured the sin, which was a mixture of iodine and water, into the us cup. And we saw how dark and dirty that makes us on the inside. But then when you pour a little bit of Jesus in your life, it just went clear again. And then that one was just really cool.
Do they all just freak out?
Oh, it was
the best.
When I was reading that experiment, I was like, this is not going to be so dramatic. It was so dramatically just a stark from dark to light.
That's awesome.
Powerful demonstration. And it was super cool. We have a lot of fun in midweek.
That's great.
It's a great time.
That is so, so great. Is that still the like kinder and first graders?
Midweek's
set up a little different, isn't it?
We do offer midweek. For Yellow Wing, it is kinder and first grade combined.
Okay.
However, we do second through fifth and orange wing for Save My Kids Ministry.
For the older kids.
Yeah, and so they have a lot of fun as well. I actually, when I was working on childcare on Wednesday nights, they stick me up in Orange Wing because they needed the support up there.
Yeah. So awesome. I love that you do those experiments because those are the things kids are, like, it's going to stick in their minds.
Oh, yeah.
Of that.
Yeah, I still have kids come up to me from one fun care event we had years ago where we did a similar experiment. We made a baking soda volcano inside of a pumpkin
that's fun.
For our holiday celebration. It was a lot of fun. But yeah, kids definitely remember when you do science.
They do. They do. And, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, do you ever stop and think about the generational impact that the Lord is using you to make in these 6 and 7 year old kids that are eventually going to grow up and get married and have their own kids. And they might say, hey, I had this guy and he did this thing and let me show it. It's going to make me cry.
Yeah. I don't know if I can emotionally think that far ahead.
But I think so often we sometimes need to just stop and be overwhelmed by the fact that the Lord uses us for that kind of impact. Mm. And it is completely overwhelming and hard for us to understand. But you and I can think of people from when we were little that made that impact on us.
Oh, yeah.
And so the fact that we get to be a part of that.
Yeah, that just floors me. I can't even allow myself to think that far ahead. I drive home on Sundays and I'm overwhelmed by just what happens that day. And it, I mean, to think about how that is going to just span generations that's overwhelming.
Yeah. Doesn't it get you excited though?
Oh yeah.
Man, it makes you go, oh, I'm coming back and we're doing a thing and I'm not wasting time.
I have not had a doubt in my mind since I started serving here that this is where I'm supposed to be.
I love
it. It's been just, all right, what's next? Let's go.
So good. Let's go. And before we finish, you got engaged in November.
Yes.
What's her name?
Her name is Lauren, and she's awesome. She is the one that God set aside for me, and I'm so glad that I waited for that opportunity. That's because awesome. It has been just the most selfless love, and she makes me bulletproof. It's just...
It's awesome.
I don't care what happens. She's there alongside me, and her daughter is 3 years old, okay. And I call them my instant family. I'm just so blessed beyond measure, and I could not be more excited. We're about to take a vacation together, and she's going to go meet my aunt and uncle out in South Carolina. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
I cannot express how blessed that I am.
I love that. I got to meet her. I haven't met her.
Yeah.
I need to meet her. I need to get to meet her. Yeah. So I'm super excited for you. That's so fun. I love that. Y'all, it's one of those things. I think sometimes the world gets in these weird things that, like, from 19 to 24, you're supposed to figure out what you want to do with the rest of your life, meet the person you're supposed to marry forever, and then go do all the things. And I love when we get to see people that say, my story didn't look like that.
Not at all.
But man, look how the Lord is doing a thing in your life. And I think that's such an encouragement to people who feel like I missed the window.
Nope. And it's never too late. It's never too late. God is pulling on your heart even now. Just answer.
I love that.
Answer.
So good. Thanks, Luke.
Yes. Absolutely.
And listen, if Mr. Luke is hanging out with your kids on Sunday mornings or Wednesday night, tell him thank you. Listen, our kids ministry, they don't just show up an hour before and throw something together or grab a book. They are thinking and planning and being so purposeful, not just for your kid to have a really good time, but for them to meet Jesus and take next steps with him. And so as parents, could not be more thankful for the Sagemont Kids Ministry and through the years. I mean, it's just such a great thing.
Our volunteers.
Yes.
We are nothing without our volunteers, y'all. There is so much talent and passion expressed every single week that it blows me away, and we're nothing without them. I could not love on my volunteers more than I do, and I've learned so much from them just seeing them, because they have their own professional.
Yeah.
Elements that they bring into it, their passion, and you know, everybody does something a different way, and it's just so cool to see that mix up that God is using to help these kids.
Getting to see the body of Christ work together in beautiful ways is just so awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. Yes, y'all, every once in a while, I'll look at Michelle Twitty, who's our kids ministry director, like in a meeting when she's talking to us about different things. And listen, I would never tell her this because it would freak her out. But every once in a while, I'm like, what would they do if nobody showed up Sunday morning? if it was just staff.
Yeah.
Y'all could not do it.
Nope.
I mean, when we say Sunday morning doesn't happen the way it happens without our volunteers, we mean that.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
But then also, it's so fun that we all get to do it together. And it's a blessing to serve. You will get a blessing out of serving.
The best part of my week every week.
Yeah.
100%.
It's just fun. So thank you for what you do.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having a passion for the kids.
Absolutely.
And thinking and planning and all this stuff. I love that you're here. I love that God's using you. And y'all, be praying for Luke and for kids ministry in general. There's always another thing coming up. And kids, if it's not a Sunday or Wednesday, there's an event coming up. And so in just in your daily time, be praying for that staff as they plan and seek the Lord and love on your kids. Or maybe not your kids, but just kids in general. And they get to be a part of that. And then pray for Luke. He's like getting married and doing things. And that's so fun. And so y'all be just praying for Luke. I know he will appreciate that thoroughly. And if you see him in the hallways, tell him thank you. And maybe take him and Lauren, is it Lauren? And Lauren out to dinner.
Ooh.
See? There you go. He would love it. So thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for
today.
Having me.
I very much appreciate it. It was fun getting to hear all your story and everything. It's such a blessing. I appreciate you being here. Y'all, thanks for hanging out with Table Talk today, and we will see you next time.